Rock the Lakefront June 13th and 14th as Racine Harbor Fest returns for two unforgettable days of live music, mouthwatering food, and nonstop fun. Advance tickets $8, VIP tickets still available online at racineharborfest.com.
I'm Stacy Lynn. President Trump told steel workers in Pennsylvania that he's going to double the tariff rate on steel.
We are going to be imposing a 25% increase. We're going to bring it from 25% to 50%, the tariffs on steel into the United States of America, which will even further secure the steel industry in the United States.
CBS's Kelly O'Grady on the impact.
That's going to increase costs a lot. Now, of course, the idea is to make people buy American-produced steel, but we have so much room to go in terms of ramping up production.
On Truth Social, the president announced he's raising tariffs on aluminum imports as well. In Pittsburgh, Mr. Trump also touted a deal between U.S. Steel and Japan's Nippon Steel, which steel workers celebrated.
The deal is incredible. This could be a renaissance for steel in the United States.
Several said while they do think U.S. Steel is strong, this deal will make the company better. Well, it is feeling like the middle of the summer out west. Meteorologist David Parkinson says it's the first heat wave of the season, and it could set some records today.
Likely two dozen records on Saturday from Southern California all the way up to the Canadian border. Boise will hit 100 degrees on Saturday. Missoula, Montana, up to 95. Reno, you're at the triple digits as well. Into the Central Valley of California, likely topping out at about 105.
While much of the East Coast now is dealing with heavy rain and flooding. A salmonella outbreak linked to tainted cucumbers has expanded. The CDC reports nearly four dozen people in 18 states have gotten sick now. At least 16 had to be hospitalized after eating the cucumbers produced by Florida-based Bednar Growers and distributed by Fresh Start Produce Sales. The outbreak includes reports of illness from people aboard six different cruise ships that departed from U.S. ports between late March and mid-April. Well, teams from Paris and Milan are vying for one of the most prestigious prizes in European soccer, the UEFA Champions League trophy.
Paris Saint-Germain is on fire currently. They are trying to lift their third trophy of their club season so far. And I know for a lot of people that may be confusing, what do you mean third trophy? But the way football works overseas is there's many different tournaments and many different ways to win. So what we're seeing today, it is the top of the top final championship that they're going for. They have won other trophies along the way.
That's CBS's Elizabeth Campbell. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers in Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two of the Brewers and the Phillies at Citizens Bank Park. The Brewers won last night 6-2. Top of the fifth, Christian Yelich at the plate against Phillies reliever Tanner Banks, who had just come into the game on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Yelich at the plate, infield back, first pitch swinging, fly ball to left, sends Kepler back at the wall and gone! First pitch into the ball game and it leaves to stage left. Yelich, his 11th home run of the season, and the Brewers have hung a five spot on the Phillies.
And not wasting any time, first pitch.
Yelich with two home runs, four runs batted in, the Brewers stealing five bases. They lead the National League in stolen bases. Manager Pat Murphy.
That is a factor, and you know we have to be that type of team. And I don't know that it was the factor tonight as much as it was the threat of the steal. But I'll take Yelich's two homers over the steals.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny skies today, but cool, with highs right around 60, north winds at 5 to 10. For tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds with lows in the mid-40s. A bit warmer on Sunday, plenty of sunshine again, with high temperatures in the upper 60s. Current temperature is 46.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm going to light it up State Street style because I'll be live from Madison. Joining me in studio will be Madison filmmaker Austin Galante and UW Cinematheque programmer Ben Reiser.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Waukesha's home for mornings.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who prefers to travel by catapult, Pete Schwabba.
Are you messing with me with that catapult thing? I feel like I've heard that every night for the last 2 weeks.
I haven't played it at all this week.
I will bet you $1,000 you've played it. I know this is something you and Todd and Amanda are all in on this, right?
Son of a biscuit.
I just saw, shut the front door. I think I just saw Vanilla Ice walk by.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
Going to get some gelato?
Hey, Sydney Sweeney keeps a place in downtown Green Bay. Who's to say?
Ice baby.
Yeah, and he probably isn't paying the rent she is, but still. Hey, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, folks. Welcome back. We are about to kick off Act 2. Great to have you with me on this Friday night as we ease into the weekend. We had a great talk last hour about incentives with Rex Sykes, the host of Movie Beat. And our question of the night, by the way, and you want to get in on this, folks, because we need some creativity here. We've had some great responses so far, but I hope we can keep them coming. What is your favorite swear word or phrase? What is your go-to? And you can either use like lame words like flipping or freaking, or, you know, you can use words like the old school fiddlesticks or rats, or say what the HE double hockey sticks, that kind of stuff. So share with us your favorite swear word, but remember, we are on the radio. I can work around it with my CIA capabilities of deciphering what you're trying to say, but let us know. Be part of the show. We will read your text on the radio. Hey, I got to read this too, Con. Did you know that Civic Media has another contest?
Oh, do they?
Yeah. It's called the Scani Summer Text to Win Contest here at Civic Media. We do great contests here, and we've had more and more fun with each and every one, and there's another one that starts Monday, June 2nd. I implore you to get in on this. There is no easier way to possibly pocket $100 or get Brewers tickets. All you have to do, you do need the Civic Media app to play, but that's it. And you probably already have it anyway. So tune in every hour in the morning, starting at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and then 4 p.m. Get the keyword, text it in, and you are eligible for a prize every hour. Or at those hours anyway, $100 cash in your pocket or a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level seats. Conrad's been there. He thinks they're great.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
Every hourly entry qualifies you for two grand prize trips, too. And you want to get in on those because one of them's in Door County. One of them's in Baraboo. Both beautiful places in our state. We're throwing in gas money, too. You got to get your own oil change, but this is a great deal. So you have a chance to win at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m., beginning June 2nd. Be part of the fun and play Civic Media's Scani Summer Text to Win Contest. Great stuff. Good luck, everybody. Right now, well, it is a bar band Friday night, too. I got to remind everybody, Rocker will be here at 7:35 instead of Terry Barr. Terry is taking a well-deserved vacation. So her pal and co-host at Max Inc. Radio, excellent show. Every Saturday here at Civic Media from 6 to midnight, Rocker will be here and we'll talk music with Rocker. So Bar Band Friday night lives on even without the bar part of it. And right now I'm excited because We haven't had this guy on in a while, and he is the Civic Media Sports Director. He is incredibly knowledgeable about sports. He speaks articulately about a lot of subjects, though, including Star Wars. And we're going to have we're going to cover a few things tonight with Jimmy. Jimmy Cuska, ladies and gentlemen, joins us here now on Nightlight. Hey, pal.
Hey, how's it going, man? It really has been like a long time since I've been on the show.
I know.
I miss it.
Well, you were filling in for Mike, and you know, you were kind of, you know, obviously you were in the rotation. We love talking to you, but then I just, you know, I read people, Jim, and I can tell when I'm pestering them or they don't have the time. That's one of my, I'm like George Costanza, can always tell when someone's not having fun at a party. I know when I'm pushing too hard. So, but either way, it's great to have you back, buddy.
Well, I'm glad to be back. And, you know, it's fun because, you know, for all the things that people talk about, hey, you're a sports guy, whatever. I'm multidimensional. I'm into other things, such as sports. And that's one of the reasons why I really enjoy your show is that, you know, we have a whole day of talk and politics and all the other fun things happening in the world. But we can relax at night and just talk about the things that make us laugh and smile. So that's one of the reasons why I appreciate you, Pete.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Jim. And your 20 bucks is on the way. Thanks for the plug. And you missed. who doesn't need 20 bucks? Our first hour, Jim, we probably spent 5 minutes talking about lube. Where else can you find that on the Civic Media Radio Network?
Oh, my goodness.
You'll just have to go back and listen. All right. So, all right. It's great to have you here. Let's jump right in. You sent a great text, and I read this, and I was like, oh, we have to talk about this on the air. You said that regarding the Star Wars franchise, you just binge-watched Andor Season 1 and 2 and Rogue One, and you said it was the best of Star Wars. Please elaborate on that.
Yeah, so let me just take it a step back. It's the best of Star Wars if you're looking for an adult version of Star Wars. A lot of the movies and a lot of the marketing is geared towards younger people, right? It's meant to be kind of a, you know, the original trilogy is a kind of a coming of age, chosen one, hero saves the day kind of thing, right? That's, you know, pretty common in movies and things like that. Andor is a series, along with Rogue One, the movie that was released a few years back. I think it's really more tailored towards adults. You really have to pay attention to details in a lot of ways. It's a lot like the spy thriller type shows that people like to watch on whatever other platform. It's a different take on the Star Wars universe, and I think that that's the appeal of it, especially if you're somebody who enjoys having, you know, multiple plot lines to follow, enjoying, you know, character development, depth in characters, and that's a reason why I put it high, not just in Star Wars shows, but of any show. I put it pretty high up there because it gives you a lot to think about, and you can get invested in just about any of the several main characters throughout the series.
That's a great answer. And I, you know, I'm one of those guys, I like Star Wars. I don't eat, sleep, and breathe it. You know, if I have Star Wars questions, I go to my son. He's more into it. And he, like, even before this interview, I'm like, Jill, what was Rogue One about? Again, because I, as much as I like Star Wars and they're just outstanding entertainment, I do tend to forget what happened where. There's so many movies. There's so many TV shows. I've watched a few of them with my son, and I, even on those, I know there's Captain Rex, and this is part of this show, and this guy, but Rogue One, once we got talking about it, you're right, Jim, it is a great movie, and it just has an energy that the other Star Wars don't have, and the ending is pretty bleak, which you don't really see a lot either, right?
Right, and you know, for the people who originally watched Rogue One when it came out several years ago, after watching Andor, when you watch Rogue One again, after you've seen the two seasons of Andor, a lot of things stand out much differently about the movie just based on what you had watched the shows. Like, even the main character, Cassian Andor, played by Diego Luna, you view him a lot differently in the context of the movie after seeing the series, because the series obviously develops his character, gives him quite the backstory and everything like that. But the motivations in the movie itself and why he does the things he does and all the emotional payoffs and hooks that are in the movie, there's a whole bunch of context to it all now. And it brilliantly really explains everything throughout the series. One of the things the series does really well is foreshadows coming. We know the ending. We know Rogue One is coming, right? We know that.
Right.
And still the show is finding ways to kind of place things along the way that lead you to the things that happen in the movie.
That's so cool. So talk us through this for people that are listening, Jim, that have maybe seen both or one, like I haven't seen Andor, I've seen Rogue One. tell us the timeline there. Rogue One or Andor leads into Rogue One, which leads into Episode 4 with Luke Skywalker, correct?
Correct, yeah. The series leads into Rogue One. So, yeah, and then it goes into the original trilogy, Episodes 4 through 6. In fact, the ending of Rogue One is it pretty much, you know, A New Hope picks up right where Rogue One leaves off. The end of Andor Season 2 leads into everything that happens in Rogue One. So it gives you a lot more lead up to Episode 4. So, you know, if you're starting, obviously you would start with Season 1, then go to Season 2, and then go to Rogue One.
Okay. So you binge-watched both seasons. How long did that take you?
Quite a while. I mean, I watched them both when they came out right away, and I had seen Rogue One years ago. I just made a decision. I'm like, you know, I'm going to watch it all just in a row. I just want to see how many things I can pick up on and see how everything kind of leads in. You know, the first time you watch through, you're watching it for the entertainment. Your brain is off. You're not thinking as much, right?
Yeah.
Second time through, you're trying to pick up on things like, oh, that's what happened. Or, oh, that character actually plays a part here, you know, five episodes later. It's that deep of a show where there's things that happen episodes ago that are suddenly relevant later. So it took me a couple of weeks to get through everything just because of, you know, life and things. But I think, like I said earlier, the thing I appreciate is that there's a lot of depth to it. And it's not just the main storyline of developing the main character of the show. I feel like the show actually has several main characters. It's not just one character. You're learning a lot more about all of the pieces that kind of move in. And if you're somebody who's really invested into things like politics, or if you're invested in things, you know, the spy thriller stuff, the heist movies, things like that, there's all of those elements throughout both seasons.
That's great. Folks, that is the familiar voice of Civic Media sports director Jimmy Cuska. We're talking Star Wars. He's a big fan and just binge watched season 1 and 2 of Andor. What is that on Disney? That's Disney, right?
Yeah, it's Disney Plus, yep.
So let me ask you this, Jim. Do your kids, are they as big on Star Wars as you are? Do they watch with you? And do they agree with you in your opinion on that it's the best, at least for adults?
My kids are pretty young, so this would not be a show. You know, one of them just graduated kindergarten, right?
Oh,
so
geez.
They're a little young for this. But I think for them, there's a couple of animated shows that they'll watch occasionally, but they're not as into it as I am. I get it from my dad. My dad was really big into it. He's taken me to the theater all this stuff. So that's where I picked it up from. But my kids, not so much. But I do think that that this show is most specifically targeted towards adults. I don't know. I don't know that kids could follow it. There's a lot of... there's a lot of exposition.
Yeah.
So there's no Jedi, right? There's no lightsabers in this. So it's not the Star Wars that people think of. They think of lightsabers and big explosive flashy battles. And there are a few battles, but you know, there's no Jedi. There's no lightsaber clashes, none of that. It's a much different take on the Star Wars universe, which is, you know, and not that having a lightsaber too wouldn't be bad, but it's a different take on things. And I think people can appreciate that.
Have you seen the Bourne Identity movies?
Yes.
Do you see any similarities? Tony Gilroy wrote those, and I think he's the main writer of Andor or Rogue One. I can't remember. But do you see similarities?
Yeah, there's definitely some crossover pieces. I think there's a couple of twists that really, you know, it makes you call back to some of his other work. Also, just in the sense that, you know, there's characters who you see throughout, and you kind of know where things are kind of heading with certain characters in the show, but it doesn't make any of the payoffs less satisfying knowing what's happening to everybody at the end of all this, which I think is just, it just lends you to just appreciate the fact that it's an incredibly well-written show. And more to that point, when I say there's multiple main characters, we talk, you know, the main character in the show obviously is Andor, Cassian Andor, main character, right? But there's a lot of characters kind of in the universe around him that you learn a lot about. And, you know, I would say that, you know, of all the cast, there are multiple women who are part of this show who all, you could argue, could be the leading actress in this show. There's five or six of them.
Yeah.
And they all do a brilliant job in this. And a couple of them are even relatively new into acting. I think one of the main characters is actually brand new to acting. So there's a lot of depth to the characters. And I think you're right. The Bourne trilogy, or the Bourne series, there's definitely some similarities. I think especially in how character arcs kind of turn out, and the way the show is structured has several mini arcs throughout, three episode arcs throughout it too.
That's great. We'll have a few more minutes with one of our pals, Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Cuska, when we come back after this very short break. Don't leave, folks. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, a time to pause and remember your mental health is as important as your physical health. Jeff Olson's son struggled with stress and anxiety, and this father from the UP says he's speaking out to save lives.
He came to us, asked for help as a junior in high school, fought it for three more years, had a couple suicide attempts in between there. The anxiety and depression was too much for him, and he ended up taking his life. My wife and I felt the need to speak up and not hide this in hopes of educating people so they didn't have to go through what my son Daniel went through.
If you're struggling, you are not alone. Reaching out is a sign of strength, not weakness. The Suicide or Crisis Lifeline is available 24/7. You could call or text 988 anytime. Again, 988. Let's choose to connect and care for ourselves and others this month and every month. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Destination marketing organizations are working to ensure Wisconsin tourism is stronger than ever. Their work boosts Wisconsin's economy, supports jobs, and improves our residents' quality of life. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house, they got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Get up, Paul. I wanna drive them home. When you're feeling blue.
Welcome back, folks. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. You've got the Civic Media Radio Network, and it is a bar band Friday night. Rocker will be here at 7:35 after the news, filling in for his pal Terry Barr tonight. He'll tell us what's coming up on Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night, and we'll talk a little music, too, as we do every night here, or every Friday, I should say. Right now, we got a few more minutes with our buddy Jimmy Cuska, Civic Media Sports Director. Jim, I got a couple sports questions for you, but I'd like to put a button on this Star Wars talk. Do you have after Rogue One and Andor, where do you go? What's your favorite?
So I'm partial to the original trilogy because that's what got me into it. Okay. I think that there's just a lot of magic in how simple things were, relative to all the CGI and things that we have now. You can suspend disbelief a little bit and just enjoy those movies for what they are. I don't tend to poke holes in a lot of the older movies that I watch. I just try to enjoy it and just kind of revel in some of the performance too of some of the better actors and things like that. I really enjoy just kind of the introduction to it, and I guess I just kind of take it at that. So I guess it's kind of a boring answer. I know there's also a cartoon. there's cartoon and animated shows that also do really well. You know, with Rebels, with Bad Batch. Bad Batch is one of my personal favorites. It's great. You know, Clone Wars. Like there's a really big expanded universe of Star Wars things, but I always come back to the original trilogy because that's what got me into it. Little nostalgia there.
Great answer, and I'm right there with you. That's fantastic. Are you going to see Mission Impossible?
You know, what's funny is all the movies I see in the theaters now, they're all kids movies. Kids so, movies, yeah. You know, I've seen the Minecraft movie in the theater about 7 times now. I just got to see Lilo and Stitch. It's all kids movies. My kids are going in the 4th and 1st grade. So
I don't know why I knew you had young kids. I thought you had a couple old. I can't keep the civic media personality kids straight. You know, mine are older. Yours are young. Stuart's are in the middle. It's hard to keep track of them, but, that's fun. I love watching those movies with my kids. All the kids movies just are so much fun. Hey, before we let you get out of here, what I want to ask you something, because I feel like the Bucks are in a really weird spot. What would you, if you were like their GM, what would you do?
You know, what's funny is you get to simulate this. If you buy a video game, you can actually simulate what you would do. And for me, it would be finding a way to turn off the thing that lets the computer say no to trades and just build a roster of nothing but 3-point shooters around Giannis and let him go to work. Oh. You know, the Bucks, though, in real life, they don't have that option. They can't force trades. They can't turn off the salary cap. It's going to be kind of a weird year because it's kind of like a gap year, right? They really just need a year to let everything kind of cool off. They don't have any assets to move. There's not a whole lot of roster flexibility. There's no draft picks, you know, nothing in the future they can dish out. They have an injured superstar that they have to wait to return. Achilles injuries are notoriously terrible for professional athletes. You know, it doesn't seem like Giannis is trying to force his way out, but I think this is like one of those years where you kind of just take pause and, you know, maybe it's one of those years. I liken back to when Kobe Bryant was kind of between, you know, after he'd won the championships and he had that year where he didn't have all those pieces around him. And the Lakers basically said, Kobe, you can shoot 100 times. Go score 60 points in a game. We don't care. Go have fun. Maybe the Bucks do that with Giannis this year. See if Giannis can score 40 a game. You know, let him go nuts. Wow. That's where I would be, but I'm not an NBA GM either. I want Giannis to stay selfishly in Milwaukee, but I also understand the appeal of wanting a championship and, you know, wanting to be on a team that competes for things as well. The Bucks are good as long as Giannis is here. There's nothing you get even close to Giannis in any trade. So I think the Bucks are just going to ride it out and hope that he's happy with you know, probably some kind of rebuilding year coming up.
Yeah, they're in a weird position because you wouldn't blame them for making a move, even if they had to move Giannis. Like, I think they would all part as friends and the fans would even understand that on some level. But as a fan, you don't want to see your hero leave, right? I mean, it's a weird
position. And also, again, you're not getting anything back close to Giannis. You're not getting a transcendent superstar with any of those draft picks you might acquire, with any of those players you get back. You just aren't. You don't get a roster makeover in a trade like that. There's no NBA team that's going to completely gut what it has just to land Giannis, right? They're not going to take 3 or 4 ready-made starter rotation guys and a bunch of draft picks to do it. That's the thing. A trade is only going to happen if Giannis forces it to happen. And when that happens, the Bucks are going to be trading, you know, they're going to be trading their dollar bill for 6 dimes and they'll have to live with it. And, you know, they won't be as relevant without Giannis. So.
That's a great point. Jim, thanks so much. You're the best, buddy. Great to catch up again.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Like, back at you. All right, that's Jimmy Kaska, Civic Media Sports Director. It's funny because, you know, we're fans of Jimmy and Mike. They both are phenomenal personalities and do great work. Jimmy's the sports director, and I kind of call Mike the sports authority because that's more of a vague term, right?
Yeah.
And then there's no pecking order because those guys are friends.
What would you call yourself?
Sports walkings? I don't know. A bench warmer. How does that sound?
There you go.
The civic media bench warmer. That's what I am. I think in high school, I was like the 9th guy, like, you know, the 6th man. That was a term I didn't even understand when I moved to Marinette when I was like in 6th grade. People were like, well, I'm the 6th man. I'm like, what is it? I'd never heard that before. I'm like, so you don't start, but you're bragging about it. It's just a weird, but there's nothing wrong with being the first guy off the bench. My whole high school career, I was like maybe 8th on a good day, most likely 9th, 10th, or 11th. You know, that's what happens when you can't dribble.
You know, I was left corner, you know, so I was all the way at the
left third corner. Term. Explain that.
All the way at the end.
Okay. you were like, is he on the bench for the team or is he watching the game? You're like, gray exactly. area. It'd be great if I was the sixth man on like a football team. But never quite got there either.
Yeah.
All right. So our question of the night, folks, what is your go-to swear word or phrase? 608 says piece of effing S. Mine was just piece of S, but this 608 is putting another adjective in there. Ed from Madison says, see you next Tuesday.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
I can read that, but I don't even think you can read that in the air. Thank you, Ed, and thank you, 608. We're coming right back. It is a Bar Band Friday Night Rocker is coming up next, folks. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump announced he's doubling the tariff rate on steel imports to the U.S.
We're going to bring it from 25% to 50%, the tariffs on steel into the United States of America, which will even further secure the steel industry in the United States.
He's also raising tariffs on aluminum. Both go into effect June 4th. The president also touted what he called a partnership between U.S. Steel and Japan's Nippon Steel.
There will be no layoffs and no outsourcing whatsoever.
The deal was applauded by steelworkers.
The deal is incredible. This could be a renaissance for steel in the United States.
And cucumbers are linked to a salmonella outbreak that the CDC says has now expanded. Nearly 4 dozen people in 18 states have gotten sick after eating the cucumbers produced by Florida-based Bednar Growers. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
The Brewers in Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the Brewers and the Phillies at Citizens Bank Park. The Brewers won last night 6-2. Top of the 5th, Christian Yelich at the plate against Phillies reliever Tanner Banks, who had just come into the game on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Yelich at the plate, infield back, first pitch swinging, fly ball to left, sends Kepler back at the wall and gone! First pitch into the ball game and it leaves to stage left. Yelich, his 11th home run of the season, and the Brewers have hung a 5 spot on the Phillies.
And not wasted any time. First pitch.
Yelich with 2 home runs, 4 runs batted in, the Brewers stealing 5 bases. They lead the National League in stolen bases. Manager Pat Murphy.
That is a factor, and you know we have to be that type of team. And I don't know that it was the factor tonight as much as it was the threat of the steal. But I'll take Yelich's 2 homers over the steals.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Hey ho, jazz fans. It's summer, and there's nothing better than outdoor jazz in the summertime in Wisconsin. So if you're in the Madison area, check out the Madison Jazz Festival from June 5th through the 15th. This year's attractions include Emma Dayhuff, the Edwin Doherty Five-Tet, the Emmy Castro Peruvian Jazz Quintet, the Sweet Tooth Jazz Band, and check out Jazz Sunday at the UW-Madison Memorial Union. Aw, yeah. And if you're up in northeast Wisconsin, check out Sundrop Days. Shawnee was known for its delicious Sundrop manufacturing and distribution center. The annual festival is held the first week of June every year and kicks off this coming Friday. There's stuff for kids, crafts, live music, and of course, some dynamite soda. That's right, folks. Finally, there is a festival centered around a delicious soft drink, especially the real sugar version in a glass bottle, baby. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny skies today, but cool, with highs right around 60, north winds at 5 to 10. For tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds with lows in the mid-40s. A bit warmer on Sunday, plenty of sunshine again, with high temperatures in the upper 60s. Current temperature is 46.
Matt Nair on Air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire, Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill, because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt Nair on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is for people who watched me anchoring the news at Channel 13. My last day at TV 13 was 20 years ago yesterday.
Oh, I'm old now too.
Well, yeah, that was my whole point.
And I was too when you stopped working at TV.
That's what I get all the time now, is people come up and they go, oh, were you on TV? I'm like, yeah. And then I go, don't say it. I watched you when I was a little kid. I'm like, yikes.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Paravonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin, and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Terry Barr is a special guest, but she is not here tonight. So the bar band part of this segment is gone. It's just a band Friday night. We'll call it, we'll rename it Rocker Band Friday Night, because Terry Barr's co-host at Max Inc. Radio is filling in for Terry, who is taking a well-deserved vacation. It is my pleasure to welcome back to Nightlight our good pal Rocker, who is filling in for Terry. Hey, buddy, how are you?
How you doing, man? Thanks for having me.
Dude, I really appreciate you filling in for Terry. I like to keep this going, and I love nothing more than to talk about music with you guys, because you and Terry both have turned me on to more music, and a lot of it homegrown, that I just love. It's fantastic. So thank you. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing really good. Thank you. Great yeah. day. A lot of fun. Started out this morning on the John and Gordy Show, talking about Max Inc. Radio, and we finished the night on Pete Schwabba.
That's great. It looks like you have an excellent show tomorrow. You've got a few bands coming. You got a great band at Live in the Lair. I've heard of these guys, Lower Fifth, but I don't know much about them. Can you tell us about them?
The Lower Fifth are a band that probably started in Madison around 2012, and they're just a great instrumental folk kind of Americana type act. And their singer, Luke Jorgensen, was just a major player in the music scene here in Madison. And he passed away suddenly a year or something before the pandemic. And the band kind of was like, you know what? We're going to keep going in his name and keep it rolling. So they're just an amazing group, I think, of people. And they're led by Corey Swadley, Paul Metz on drums, Audrey Pesatelli on bass and vocals, and Jeremy Henning on trombone, and Michael Berger trumpet. We're going to have a duo tomorrow night live in the studio on Max Inc. Radio. Max Inc. Radio is on the Civic Media Radio Network, 6 p.m. to midnight. And we feature interviews. We feature live music performance. And this week with the Lower Fifth. And one really cool thing about the Lower Fifth is that they will also be playing at Woodfest. And if you don't know, I'm the guy who kind of is the music programmer at Woodfest.
Love it.
So we just broke the schedule. We have three stages over 2 days with 30 bands. So tonight is going to feature many of those bands who are playing, and next week as well. Right now, the Lower Fifth will be playing Sunday, July 27th on the Sugar Maple stage. And I have a little clip to play. This is from their song called Hope. This is the Lower Fifth.
Love it.
Hope, now lift me up, now hold on to me. Hope, now take away the things I don't need. For a while, for a while, before I take my final breath. Hope you're all that I have left.
love that trumpet. That sounds great.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
You know, horns, Americana, folk, great guitar player, and a lot of vocals.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow night.
And they're live in the Lair at 9 p.m., correct?
8 p.m.
Oh, 8 p.m. Okay. All right. So that's Lower Fifth. That was the song Hope, folks. You can listen to them tomorrow night. You should tune into Max Inc. from 6 to midnight. But at Live in the Lair, Lower Fifth will be there at 8 p.m. for a solid hour. How many songs will they play there, Rocker, within that hour?
Alive in the Lair features 6 songs with interview between the songs.
Great.
And we feature a live concert in our studio every Saturday night. So it's always worth it to tune in. We just have tons and tons of great artists. And you can actually hear a lot of that stuff if you go to the website, civicmedia.us/MaxIncRadio.
Have you built a mantle at your home yet, Rocker, for all the hardware you guys are taking home from these award shows for Max Inc.? That's pretty amazing.
You know, we've been fortunate to win some awards last year and this year already in the Whammy Awards. I actually won online on-air personality of the year.
Yeah.
And so I'm up for the same award with Terry. I'm going against Terry. So we're going to see where people voted.
Uh-oh.
For on-air personality for the MAMA Awards, the Madison Area Music Awards. And she's an all-star there, so I lost to her last year.
It's all good for the show, though, so.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, we love it, man. She's awesome. I love her.
Yeah, you guys are awesome together, too. Tell us about Adam. I don't even want to try to say that last name. Is it the Adam?
Adem Tesfaye.
Adem Tesfaye. Oh, I like that. Okay.
Adem Tesfaye, the Adem Tesfaye Band. You know what's kind of funny is right when I'm done with radio tonight, I'm going to see him live because he's playing tonight in Madison at the Burr Oak.
Yeah, I saw
which
that.
Is on Madison's east side, the Winnebago Street.
That's so great.
And doors are at 7, so I'm just going to walk in there probably when the show starts. Adem Tesfaye, he was in the Black Poet Society, rock, hip-hop, funk. He's a legend here in Madison. He moved to New York City to pursue a music career. And then when he was back here visiting, the lockdowns happened, and he was just like, you know what, I'm just staying in Madison. Things were getting crazy. So it's pretty great because we got him back, and he's just an awesome band. It's going to be a night of soul, groove, and connection. The lights are going to be low, and the band's going to be tight, and the energy, pure fire and intimacy. He's going to be playing Atwood Fest. He's going to be headlining the Luther Allison stage on Sunday, July 27th at 6 p.m. And nice. I have a little clip from Adem Tesfaye Band. It is from his 2022 EP. This song is called The Being Way.
All right.
If it ain't perfect, you don't waste your time. Then you say it ain't worth it, but then you stand in line. You gotta see what you wanna be. You gotta see the being way, the being way. So let's start and get to the heart of the answers. And I can be where it is. Just a small part of the process for what it is. Not lost in promise. Then don't make promises.
Don't make promises. Don't make promises.
See, I hope you don't lose it.
Get lost in whatever it is. That was, say it again, Rocker. Adem Tesfaye? Adem.
Adem Tesfaye.
Adem Tesfaye. Okay, there we go.
Adem. Yes.
Love that song.
Tesfaye.
That was great. Boy, Atwood Fest sounds
Adem
like it's
Tesfaye
be...
Band. He'll be headlining Atwood Fest.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Are you? I sent you the list.
Yeah.
We just released the schedule yesterday.
I got to make it down.
So
there for
it's
one of those.
Again, Atwood Fest is July 26th and 27th. It happens on Madison's east side on Atwood Avenue from Tex Taco Tubbs all the way to Monty's Blue Plate. There are 3 stages, the Luther Allison stage, the Clyde Stubblefield stage, and the Sugar Maple stage. And so there's about 30 bands over 2 days. And backstage at the festival, we feed this year, probably about 275 musicians over 2 days.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah.
That I have heard nothing but amazing stuff about Atwood Fest. I got to check it out. But let's get to my guest is Rocker. He's filling in for Terry Barr tonight for Barr Band Friday Night. He's our co-host on the award-winning Max Inc. Radio, which you can check out here at Civic Media on the network every Saturday from 6 to midnight. And be sure and check out Live in the Lair tomorrow at 8 p.m. where you can hear Lower Fifth. And we just heard a sample for them. I want to get to VO5. I want to make sure we get VO5 in because every year, like the first few years I went to the Wisconsin Film Festival, they always played the party, the opening night party, and they are so fun. Tell us about VO5.
Wow. Well, you know, VO5, I've been booking Atwood Fest and Atwood Summerfest since 2002, so for 23 years, right?
Jeez.
In about 2008, me and my wife were actually going to on Halloween. I was dressed as Darth Rocker, and she was dressed as Padme. And we walked into the Frequency Bar, and there's this band playing disco, and they were wearing angels outfits and halos and wings. And my wife loves disco. She loves dancing. So we're, you know, boogieing down, and she's like, oh, you have to hire these guys, you know, for Atwood Fest. And I was thinking to myself, you know, a disco band for the rock stage? And so we did, and you know what? People started showing up, and they danced, and the next year we hired them and moved them up the schedule, and people came. And within a couple of years, they had worked up to be the headliner, and just thousands and thousands of people come to dance in the streets to VO5 at Atwood Fest every year. So it's really a magical community experience. And when you look around and see the people's faces in the crowd, just go to the website, atwoodfest.com. And we have a couple pictures from last year where the people are just smiling, having a great time. It's really one of the best festivals, I think. Even though I happen to be a huge part of it, but
yeah,
it's really good.
All right. So we got a song here from VO5 or a sample.
You know, they'll be playing at Disco on the Lake here at the Eastside Club in Madison on Thursday, June 5th at 6 p.m. And they'll be playing Atwood Fest July 26th after Fat Function. That'll be on the main stage of Clyde Soulfield stage right now. This is one of their originals. And this song is called Soul Shiny Day from their album Dance Originality.
All right.
When I wake in the morning and the soul is a-blowing, look into a sun blue sky, and I feel as high, and my feet are on fire, spirits rising higher and higher on a brand new day, chase my troubles away.
That is awesome, because I know they made their chops as a cover band, but that's a great original.
And they have that album is a great album.
That's
and
fantastic.
They perform quite a few originals now, as well as the great hits. People are going to love the big disco hits. They're going to play Disco Inferno, you know.
Rocker, you got a fan here, PJ, listening or watching on the stream, says, all that live music is what I miss about living in Madison. Well said, PJ. And PJ PJ also answers our question tonight. He says, used to have a favorite that would confuse people often. Yuck Foo, Bun of a Stitch, Go Back Off in Your Own Jackyard. If you rearrange the letters, you'll get it. We get it, PJ. We'll have a few more minutes with Rocker after a very short break here, folks. It's Barr Band Friday Night on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's progress we have found.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
It's
the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Dismantling the IRA and other federal clean energy incentives will add a half a gigaton of greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. That's according to modeling from Princeton University. House Republicans passed aggressive cuts to clean energy incentives in their latest budget. The Senate is now considering the bill. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin has given the green light for a major build-out of fossil fuel-burning power plants in Wisconsin. We Energies wants to build new gas plants and operate them for 30 years, largely to meet the needs of Microsoft's new AI data center. It's turtle nesting season, and the DNR is asking drivers to slow down on roads near wet areas, lakes, and rivers. Wisconsin's 11 turtle species lay eggs from late May through June, when you can often see them along roads and in yards. You can help keep them safe by being alert when driving through their habitat. For a deep dive into environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New York City Mayor Eric Adams had his bribery and corruption charges dropped by the U.S. Department of Justice under questionable circumstances in April. Because of those charges, the New York City Campaign Finance Board denied Adams matching campaign funds. Adams is now suing to get those funds. Mayor Adams was accused last December by the Biden DOJ with taking campaign donations from foreign nationals and businessmen, allegedly using straw donors to make them appear as legitimate donations. He was also accused of doing favors in exchange for luxury travel and attempting to conceal those transactions. We reported in February that the DOJ dropped bribery and corruption charges against Adams after Adams visited Trump at Mar-a-Lago. An apparent Trump directive to drop the charges to the DOJ's Southern District of New York resulted in the resignations of 7 experienced prosecutors. As a result of the corruption charges and paperwork omissions, the New York Campaign Finance Board denied Adams $4 million in matching funds for his campaign from the state's taxpayer-funded campaign finance option. Now that the charges have been dropped, Politico reports that Adams is now suing the board to recover $3.4 million of those denied funds. The Campaign Finance Board will reportedly revisit Adams' eligibility for funding in July. Find our past reports on Adams at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Great to have you with me for a few more minutes here on a Friday night. Hope you have a great weekend. Monday night, I will be live from Madison doing the show, lighting up State Street, folks. It's going to be a great show. Filmmaker Austin Galante, I hope I'm saying that right, will be in the studio. He's got a new film. He's a Madison-based filmmaker. And then my pal Ben Reiser, who does all the programming at UW Cinematheque, will be joining me in studio as well for some movie talk. Our question of the night was, what is your go-to swear word? Keep it clean for the radio. Terry Ryan on the, he is in the 414. I think it's a she. Do we establish that, Con?
I'm not sure.
Last week we had that. All right. She says, F them if they can't take a joke. That's one of my go-tos. I love that one, too. People that are, like, too uptight and can't laugh. Heath in DeForest says, F stain or fudge stain.
Yeah.
I'm guilty of using that one myself sometimes. And then Steady Eddie says, I'm listening to Nightlight on this BBFN from my giggle room, which is just down the hall from my Peach Wabba inspired wiggle room. I don't swear too much in public, but I curse like a drunken sailor in private, mostly at TV commercials. I'm with you, Eddie. He says, GD it, Pete. Fun fact, gentle giant Hoss Cartwright, Dan Blocker on the TV show Bonanza, would cuss by saying, dadgummit. I swear he really did. It's true. No S-H-I blank, Sherlock, Pete, and Conrad. Have a good weekend, all three of you. Steady Eddie, thank you, buddy. And Lil Irv on the stream finally says, I don't know what that means, Conrad. Do you? Shiv?
So I'll say this. Instead of the U or the C, he puts a V.
A V. I kind of know what he's doing. Yeah, I can't really. I don't even think I could say what he put. So.
No, I wouldn't try.
All right, we've got a few more minutes here with our pal Rocker. He is one of the co-hosts of Max Inc. Radio that you can listen to here on the Civic Media Radio Network every Saturday. The award-winning Max Inc. Radio from 6 to midnight. He is filling in for his co-host, Terry Barr. Rocker, who should we get to next, Rocker? And by the way, you look great, man. I'm glad you're feeling better and you're on the mend. You look like $1 million. How are you feeling?
I'm doing good, man. You know, I got to go practice with my band for the first time since I had a heart attack and my cardio rehab and all that stuff. So I'm really happy to be playing in the band and looking forward to trying to plan some shows in the fall and kind of, you know, get back to doing things.
And is that a sign like you're really fully back when you can actually jam with the band?
I think so. I mean, you know, yeah. I use big sticks and I don't play in a country band.
That's great. All right. So we got time probably for one more. Who do you want to go with here, Rock? Parker Barrow, Jeremiah James Band.
Well, you know, Jeremiah James Band, that'd be a band that'd be great. We can get to Parker Barrow maybe next week.
Okay.
Jeremiah James Band, they're going to be playing Atwood Fest on Sunday, July 27th. 4 p.m. Luther Allison stage. Jeremiah James Band is from Appleton. They're the 2025 Bammies Band of the Year.
Wow.
Right? That's Bammies. That's up in your territory, yeah. Right?
Oh, we got to
get
them
Bay
on.
Area music. Right.
We'd love to have them.
They're Jeremiah and his wife, Emily Jams. They front the band. They're incredible multi-instrumentalists. They even added a new drummer. So they have two drummers. And they're really fun. I thought they're really great. They're playing all over the place. June 25th, they're up in Green Bay at Hagemeister Park.
Okay.
On July 4th, they're at One Barrel Brewing Company up in Door County, which that would be a lot of fun.
Oh, that's fantastic. We're right next
and
door.
And August 13th at the Tarleton Truck Yard.
Oh, God, they're like right in the – Hagemeister Park is like next door, and the Tarleton's just a few blocks down. So there you go.
Right?
All right, so
well, I got a song from them. This is one of their latest songs. It's by Jeremiah James Band. This is called "Dancing in Your Soul."
All right. Jeremiah James Band. Love it. That's great.
Jeremiah Jams.
Oh, Jams. I'm sorry. I can't read my own writing.
Jeremiah Jams Band.
Hey, we got another text on the stream. PJ says, I know the Jeremiah Jams. He says, I live in Neenah and my friends in Oshkosh know Jeremiah and I have hung out with them at their shows.
Oh,
so
yeah.
There you go. You're bringing the truth to the people. Rocker, thank you so much, buddy. It's great to see you. And I really appreciate you filling in for Terry. And if you're game, we'll do this again next week. It'll be great to continue this.
Sounds good. I'll put together another batch of songs and we can preview a little more of the bands that are coming to Atwood Fest. Oh, and by the way,
yeah,
we have Austin Galante on our show tomorrow night.
I saw that.
Really hitting up the Civic Media Radio Network. He's also going to be on John and Gordy, I think, Monday. So he's making the rounds. He's doing good.
That's great. And I'm glad I pronounced his name right, even though it was kind of an accident. But thank you, buddy. Great to see you, and have a great weekend.
Thank you.
You got it.
Appreciate it.
That's Rocker. He ain't in no country band, Conrad. That was my favorite line of the night. Yeah, yeah. I love it. All right. Thank you to Rocker for filling in for Terry. Thank you to Rex Sykes. Thanks to Jimmy Cuska. Thank you for all your texts, folks. And have a great weekend. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, good night, Wisconsin. But that don't mean I can't fix you there. I guess he's an Xbox and I'm more Atari. But the way you play your game ain't fair. I picture the fool.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. President Trump held a rally with steel workers in Pittsburgh, where he touted a new planned partnership between U.S. Steel and Nippon Steel.
There's a lot of money coming your way. It's a lot of money.
He says it's worth about $14 billion. As part of the deal, he also says steel workers like Dan Allen will get a $5,000 bonus.
Oh, that can help me. I could take my mom on vacation. I could take her to Italy to see my family. Be great.
The president also announced plans to double tariffs on steel and aluminum imports that go into effect June 4th. CBS's Kelly O'Grady says it could make inflation even worse.
If you go back to the beginning of COVID, inflation has cumulatively risen over 22%. Income has only just started to keep pace with that. So normally we feel like we're getting better when our income is higher than inflation, right?